You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had a wonderful week. So this week, the main things that we have going on is we do have a new moon that is happening in Libra on the 21st of October at 11:25 p.m. Now that is my time in Sydney. If you are in Sydney, Australia, so if you are on the other side of the world, it may be a different time for you, even maybe a different day. So we do have that coming up. And with that, Libra is about balance. It's also about keeping things at peace as well. We do have the moon that is going to be in square to Jupiter and to Pluto, which is going to be, it could create some bit of tiredness coming up and maybe emotionally feeling a bit emotionally drained. So we've got this Libra energy, it's very peaceful. And if it had a lot of tries or in sextiles, it'd be very positive. But with the squares, I just feel like it might feel like you're a little bit tired, but it also could feel like there's emotional honesty coming out here. So you might be sort of revealing or telling people how you actually feel about things. It's also about cutting through illusions. It's also about rebalancing power and fairness as well. There might be even a sense of sort of fighting for justice with this new moon, because Libras like to fight for justice. Before the new moon, we do have the sun, which is going to be in square to Jupiter on the 17th. And then on the 18th, it's going to be opposing the Chiron. So with that, with those days coming up, I feel like things are not as positive as Jupiter. I feel like Jupiter brings in abundance. It brings in good luck. So with anything that's sort of not as positive, it's the aspects of a bit of a square. It's not as positive, but I feel like those are all lessons that we have to learn this week. We also do have a lot of tries with the planets, sort of trying each other, especially with Mercury and to Mars, which is quite good. We've also got a big conjunction coming up. Why say big? Mars and Mercury are going to conjunct, and that's going to be on the 20th. So that's going to be just before the new moon. That's going to be in Scorpio. So Mars is either a strength or it can be sort of anger, frustrations. I always say it's a double-edged sword. Being in Scorpio, this could be a sense of sort of unraveling the truth, but it also could be very like harsh truths coming out too, like words that are very like piercing, because don't forget when we're in Scorpio, it has a stinger. So there's an aspect here of it being a bit, people being a bit harsh and quite assertive conversations coming out. But then again, it's also about revealing the truth too, because Scorpio is all about trusting people and being loyal. So those things also might be coming up where you're thinking of who's loyal to you and where does your loyalties lie. It may give you the biggest like sort of boost here with the other tries that we have going on with Mercury to actually say what you need to say to people, to maybe to work things out, and giving you that courage, that push to do that. But then it can also be that maybe what feels good in your head, that when you say it out loud, it may sort of fall a little bit short, or people might find that you're sort of very direct as well. I feel like this week is going to bring up some fresh starts. I feel like it's going to be time to also go back to basics with this week. There could also be, I do feel like it's going to be a sense of truth telling, but sort of like the exposure of lies might be coming out. There also could be manipulation too, because we're in Scorpio. You know, Scorpios like to get what they want. They have a way of saying things. So there could be a sense of manipulation or even game playing coming up with this too, but very bold behavior this week that we're seeing with this new moon. A new moon in Libra is usually very nice and pleasant, but with these other aspects, it's going to make it into something a bit different than what that is too. So what we've got also coming up this week, I feel like it's just going to be a lot of sparkles and fresh starts. And I do feel like there's going to be a sense of newness and also a new beginning coming up too, that is going to be coming up with that. So let's go to the caller. So we have here Debbie, who's in Sarien, so hi, Debbie, how are you?
I am good. How are you? Thank you.
Sarien from Texas. So how can I help you today?
Oh, just curious what's coming my way.
Okay. Just in general, you're asking for a general reading?
Yes, okay. That would be lovely. I mean, I've been a couple of years being back and forth with somebody, and maybe you can see, is that heading anywhere?
Okay. Is your father from the country at all? Your father from a farm or country area?
No, I'm from Europe and he lives in Europe.
Okay, I see a man that's from the country area for you. Like, I felt this man's from the farm or in the country. You've got a man around you. So I don't know if this is the man that you're asking about, but I just see a man that's country, farm. Okay, so you want to know about
this relationship. Yeah, he lives far away.
Okay, this partner. Okay, is it in the country? Is that in the country? Does he live in?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, you got someone around you who's from that. Anyway, so I feel like with this, I feel like that you're going to have to, I feel like it's going to be a decision to be made whether or not to move there. But I also feel like that you're a little bit stubborn and you don't might not want to actually go and move. I feel like you're like to be comfortable in your surroundings in where you are. I feel like that but you need that this needs to be a change here. I feel like the separation between you, it's not ideal, but I really feel like that sort of around January you're making a decision on this relationship whether or not you move forward or you sort of stay. But I kind of feel like it can't stay as it is, and I just feel like you're going to have to make a decision to move. You might be that you do move or one of you goes move, but I feel like even with him, I feel like it's a thing with money with him, why he's not coming at the moment. But I do feel like it even could be within 6 weeks or 6 months, there needs to be a decision being made on who's going to move where. So someone's going to have to be a little bit more flexible with about the relationship. At the moment, I just see a sort of stubbornness there, but I feel like you're going to have to not be as, if you want this relationship to work, someone needs to move, is what I feel. Can you relate to that?
Right.
Two?
yeah, well. Yes.
Okay. So I think you might give it a go, but I feel like you're going to keep your place available. So wherever you're staying, I feel like maybe if you own that, you're going to keep it. I just feel like you're keeping it available to be able to go back, like to have a plan B. But I feel like you actually might, so next year, take a chance and go and see how it works out. I feel like where they're from or where they live, I feel like it's a little bit, maybe you won't find it as comfortable, or you're just going to find that it's very different from what you're used to and where you are. And I kind of feel like you like your home and you like where you are, so it could be a chance that you go back. I just feel like you can't come because of the money is what I feel like. So I feel like you're the one that's going to have to make the move. to go and be with him or to stay where you are with this?
Yes, that's the question here. I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind to change the scenery. I really don't. It's just a big, big difference. I mean, we have very different lifestyles. So that's what in my mind.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't think you're like going to like the way how he eats. I feel like you eat differently to him. I feel like this person maybe cuts corners in their eating, and you're more of a sort of cook, or you like things to be a bit more healthy. I just feel like you're not going to like what he eats when he's at home either. But the thing is, I don't know if this is the grandfather. I still see this person around you who I feel like is perhaps passed over, and they are. I keep on seeing them in the country area. So I don't know if this is your grandfather, but it's a male that you have around you. But I keep on getting it's country or a farm, but a male. So I don't know if it's just like we're going back to grandfather here, but you got someone, a male around you. And I feel like he's also had very strong opinions, and he could be quite harsh too.
Well, definitely my grandfather.
Okay. So I knew it was somewhere because it was like it wouldn't go away, and it's there. And so I'm like, he's definitely fits in somewhere with you, and he keeps on talking to me and saying, like, trying to grab my attention. You need to be strong with this man, like this man was strong in this life. You need to show that same strength and not let him get away with things. Because I feel like just hold him accountable. So hold the man that you're interested in accountable is what this man is saying to me. And just be, I feel like this man didn't like get away with much. He was hardworking, and I feel like he was up very early, like the crack of dawn. I feel like this man would be up and doing work and doing things. But he wants you not to let him get away with anything, and just be very straightforward with this partner that you've got there. Because I feel like some things you're letting things slide a little bit. And I feel like this man thinks he can sweet talk you. And while you're in love and while you love him a lot, you can't let certain things slide. Okay?
That sounds like my grandfather.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew it was there somewhere because I couldn't see. If I can't see it, it stays with me. I know it has to mean something. But I feel like that you will be, I feel like you'll be okay. I feel like by January, February next year, I think you're going to be giving it a go. But I don't know whether or not you're going to like the area where this person's in. I just feel like it's going to be very different to where you are. I feel like you like your area. You like where you are now. So do you have any other questions for me?
No, that was my question. That was amazing. So it was so nice to hear from my grandfather too. I loved him very much.
Oh, he loves you a lot too, which is great.
No.
So thank you for joining us today. Okay. Thanks. Hey, everybody. We got some fabulous news. We've sold out at our first Psychic Cruise that is coming up in a few weeks' time. We do have two more available, one for next year and year after. So if you want to go to those cruises, closewithpsychics@sea.com.au. If you want to contact me for reading, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic. And my YouTube is Lady D Psychic as well. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you same time, same place next week. I'm on a countdown till I'll be on the cruise ship, broadcasting from there. So bye for now.